In the new film Blades of Glory, Will Ferrell plays a boorish figure skater forced to team up with another man in a pair's skating competition. Film critic David Edelstein has this review of Ferrell's latest in a series of parodies of macho men.
Will Ferrell is the only Saturday Night Live alum to hit pay dirt at the movies without acting as if he's bigger than his material. In one sense, his modesty isn't misplaced. He doesn't have Mike Myers' genius for seeming to transform himself down to his DNA, and he doesn't ply his peculiar neuroses as bravely as Adam Sandler. His big body is only moderately expressive, his face mild to the point of blandness. But I'd rather see a Ferrell film than one by any of his fellow SNL graduates. He has a sweetness that's missing from other modern screen clowns. He finds the lyric poetry in fatuousness. In Anchorman, Talladega Nights, and the new Blades of Glory, he ravages the ideal of American masculinity, but so tenderly you could mistake it for an ode to innocence. In Blades of Glory, Ferrell plays figure skater Chaz Michael Michaels, a sex-obsessed galoot who fondles his female fans and ends his twirls by grabbing his crotch and talking trash. This is in stark contrast to his slender blonde rival, Jimmy McElroy, played by John Hader, who closes his balletic routines by releasing a white dove. After a post-competition brawl, the brute and the femme get banned by an all-star tribunal. But nearly four grim years later, a loophole comes to light. They're allowed to compete in pairs skating. And because registration is imminent, they have to team up with each other under the tutelage of mad scientist skating coach Craig T. Nelson. Obviously, Jimmy and Chaz don't see eye to eye on their routine.
So, coach, I was thinking about the music for our routine.
Really?
We're going to skate to one song only. Lady Hump by the Black Eyed Peas. What you going to do with all that junk inside my trunk? I'm going to get you drunk off my lady hump, my hump, my hump, my lovely lady hump.
I'm not skating to anything with references to lady humps. I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets
gross.
The people going.
Arguably, figure skating could use some humpa humpa, but Chaz and Jimmy must meet halfway. Chaz will plumb his softer side, and Jimmy will ask out a girl, played by a radiantly waifish Jenna Fischer from the American The Office. She's the reluctant accomplice of a champion skating pair, a brother and sister with the sunny demeanor of the Osmonds and the morals of Tonya Harding. Blades of Glory is much more conventional than Ferrell's other parodies, which were directed and co-written by his frequent collaborator Adam McKay. The odd couple buddy premise is routine, and the film has no demented highs to equal Sacha Baron Cohen's prim, gay, French existentialist car racer in Talladega Nights, or the news team's impromptu a cappella crooning of Afternoon Delight in Anchorman. Still, the picture's loads of fun. The triple Lutzes land. The directors, Will Speck and Josh Gordon, know the straighter it's all played, the more hilarious, as Chaz and Jimmy work diligently on a potentially lethal move called the Iron Lotus. I was choking on my popcorn. John Hader, of course, boogied to stardom as uber-dork Napoleon Dynamite. I don't know whether his dazed but prickly mouth-breather shtick will have staying power, but his stringy frame is a great foil for Ferrell's beefiness. The subtext is how each man learns to overcome his revulsion to touching or being touched by another dude, the implication being that real men are those who overcome their fear of sissydom. I can't wait to get Blades of Glory on DVD to see how they did those phenomenal skating routines. There must be wires and lifts and computer-generated effects, but it looks like Big Ol' Ferrell and Nerd Robot Hater are Olympic-worthy stylists. The climactic ice dance to Queen's immortal theme from Flash Gordon is the platonic ideal of machismo yielding gracefully. Queen's Freddie Mercury would have been proud. Now I'd like to see Ferrell critique the masculine archetypes of 300, to watch him thrust out those flabby abs and cry, "Spartans!" might even inspire me to take up arms.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. We'd like to clarify a point which came up earlier this week during my interview with Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren. Warren is an expert on unfair and deceptive credit card practices. I talk with Warren about what happens when a purchase is made with a stolen credit card number. We may have given the impression that credit card companies themselves always absorb the cost of a fraudulent purchase. What we'd like to clarify is this. Federal laws protect the consumer against the fraudulent use of their credit card, but in some cases of fraud, the credit card companies will pass the charge onto the merchant who made the sale. You can hear our interview with Elizabeth Warren online or as a podcast by visiting our website, freshair.npr.org.